Good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you here today. Today we're going to look at a time of thanksgiving.
Okay, 对不起，各位弟兄姐妹朋友们，大家早安。我们谢谢今天让我们有机会来这边一起感谢主。
It is certainly a privilege for me to be here with you today and to have an opportunity to share with you the Word of God.
感谢主，今天有机会让我在这边跟大家一起分享我们一起来赞美主。
I appreciate you as my brothers and sisters in Christ.
我很谢谢让大家各位跟我是一起是弟兄姐妹。
Don't you just love this time of the year when we have Thanksgiving?
希望大家很喜欢过这个感恩节。
I know I do for two very important reasons.
我个人非常喜欢这个节日主要是两个原因。
The first is I get a chance to spend a lot of time with my family and my church family that I love.
第一个是让我有机会跟我喜爱的家人和教会的家庭能够在一起过。
Secondly, I love all the delicious food.
第二个，我是喜爱所有那些可口的食物。
Last night we met at Jamie Jacobson's home, Don and Jamie Jacobson's home in Saline.
昨天晚上我们在 Don Jacobson 跟敏杰他们家一起过。
And we had about 40 people there.
昨天晚上我们有大概四十几个弟兄姐妹们。
We had two turkeys and a ham.
我们有两只火鸡跟这个
and we had some and we had some Vietnamese food.
我们有一些越南的食物。
And we had some TK Wu food too.
我们有一些食物是从 TK Wu来的。
I brother Steve Mark, the big guy, he just kept putting all the general chicken with the jalapeno peppers on his plate.
然后我们有一个很亲爱的弟兄叫 Steve Marks， 他对这个食物很有兴趣，所以拼命在盘子里面把食物装进去。
I don't know how he eats those jalapeno peppers.
我不晓得他怎么吃那些很辣的那些辣椒。
Well, this morning my message is about Thanksgiving, and I want to start the message off with a story about two men walking through a field one day.
今天我主要的信息是有关感恩节的。那这是开始的时候我要跟你们讲一个故事，是有关两个人的故事。
And as they were walking to the field, they spotted an enraged bull.
他们两个人那天正走过一个草场的时候看到一只在生气的那个蛮牛。
Instantly they ran toward the nearest fence.
很自然的他们就往旁边的篱笆那边要跳。
And this enraged bull followed them in hot pursuit, and it was soon apparent that they weren't going to make it.
很显然的，他们看来是躲不过这只马上就要追上他们的牛。
Terrified, one shouted out to the other, "Put a prayer up, John. We're in for it."
他们吓得半死其中一个大叫说：“约翰，快点替我们祷告吧。”
John answered, "I can't. I've never made a public prayer in all my life."
约翰说，对不起，我那个从来没有在公共场合上祷告过，所以我不会。
You must now, begged his companion.
他的同伴求他说，你一定要，因为牛马上要追上来了。
The bull is catching up to us. All right, panted John.
约翰一面喘气一面说，好吧。
I'll say the only prayer I know, the prayer that my father used to pray at the table. Oh Lord.For what we're about to receive, make us truly thankful.
他说：“好吧，但我只会说一段。我的父亲教我在桌上感谢饭食所教我所说的。他说：主啊，为你所赐给我们的，我们要献上感谢。
Today we're going to look at the characteristics of Thanksgiving.
今天我们来看一下关于感恩节的一些特性。
First of all, we'll look at our speech.
第一个，我们要看看我们的言语。
In Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 and 6, it says, Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
在哥罗西书四章二跟六节中当中如此说，你们要恒切祷告， 在此警醒感恩，你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎么样回答众人。
Now the outline of the message is in the bulletin, or you can look in your Bibles and follow along.
今天我们所讲到的大纲是在你的那个今天的聚会的讲这个程序表里面，或者你可以跟我们一起看圣经里面所记载的。
Our Savior said, "It's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes from his heart."
我们的救主告诉我们说，不是进嘴里，乃是从心里出来的，使人污秽。
This passage teaches us.That our public life is a reflection of our inner life before God.
这段话教导我们，我们在众人面前所行的，乃是在我们神面前生命的表现。
Our inner life should be ones of devoted prayer, of being watchful against spiritual darkness in this world, and hearts that are thankful with a proper attitude before God.
我们内在的生命应该是恒切的祷告，警醒的面对世上灵界里面的黑暗。和对神存感恩的心的一个正确的态度。
All the words that come from our mouth should be positive. They should be helpful, and they should be encouraging.
从我们嘴里面出来的每一句话都应该是正面的、有帮助的，并且会鼓励人的。
And our speech as Christians should add a little bit of spice to the discussion.
我们的每一句话都应该我们基督徒所说的话，应当都能在与人谈论的时候，像是加了一些香料一般。
By that I mean we should invite interaction, penetrating into the deepest levels of people's spiritual lives.
我的意思是说，我们与人交谈的时候，应当是双向的，而且是能彻透到人属灵内心的深处。
Yes, we should develop an attitude or a habit of thanking God.
对，我们需要能建立经常谢恩的习惯。
He has created us for His glory, and so we should give Him glory.
他为了自己的荣耀创造了我们，所以我们也应当把荣耀都归给他。
A man was lost and walking through the desert about 5 days, and he comes to a home of a preacher.
有一个人在旷野里失去了方向，一连走了五天的路程。
He's very tired and very weak, and he crawls up to the house and he collapses on the doorstep.
他到了一位传道人的家，他又累又软弱，他爬到房门前，终于支持不了。倒了下来。
The preacher takes him in and nurses him back to health.
这位传道人就把他带到自己的家里来，然后好好的把他病养好。
Feeling better, the man asked the preacher for directions to the nearest town.
等到他病好了之后，他问这位传教士如何到下一个最近的城市去。
The preacher gives him directions and he offers to allow him to use his horse.
传道人就告诉他。然后又自愿的借给他一匹马。
He says yes, and the preacher says, "Well, there's a special thing about this horse. You have to say thank God to make him go, and amen to make him stop."
传教士告诉他说，但是有一件特别你需要注意关于这匹马的事情。你想让他跑的时候呢，你需要说感谢神，要让停下的时候要记得说阿门。
Anxious to go.The man said, "Okay, sure." So he gets on his horse and he says, "Thank God!" And sure enough, the horse starts walking.
他急着想要出城去，他就回答说，没问题。上了马，他就说感谢神，马上就这匹马就开始走起来了。
A bit later, he says, "Thank God, thank God!" And the horse begins to trot.
再过了一下，他越说越多啊，然后就说感谢神，感谢神，马就开始跑起来了。
Being a little bit braver, he says, "Thank God, thank God, thank God!" And a horse goes into a full run.
他胆子越来越大，就变得开始兴奋起来，然后继续说感谢神，感谢神，感谢神。果然，最后马在全力的在跑。
About then, he realizes he's headed for a huge cliff, and he yells, "Whoa!" But the horse doesn't even slow up.
那时候他突然发现，他正在向悬崖边奔去，他大叫啊！但是他的马却没有慢下来。
It's coming up real quick, and he's doing everything he can to make the horse stop.
他离悬崖越来越近的时候，他任何的尝试都不能让马停下来。
He says, "Whoa, stop, hold on." Finally, remembers, "Amen."
他说停，但是终于他记得说要说阿门，所以他终于说阿门的时候，马就停下来了。
So he stopped just inches from the edge of the cliff.And he's so happy because the horse almost throws him over his head.
马终于在悬崖边停了下来，差一点 没把他从悬崖边抛出去。
The man is panting, his heart is racing. He wipes the sweat off his face. He leans back in the saddle. He gasps for air, and finally, he, with relief, he says, "Thank God."
在这个悬崖边的时候，气喘，心跳加快，擦了脸上的汗，坐回马鞍上面，呼吸急促。最后，他坐在马鞍上说：“感谢神。”
So be careful to with our speech to be thankful to God.
所以我们基督徒要小心，在我们说话的时候要学习存着感谢的心。
Secondly, let's look at our songs.
第二，我们来看看我们的诗歌。
Psalm 100 is a wonderful psalm. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name."
诗篇一百篇里面第四节是一篇很好的这个诗人的歌。他说：“当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。”
Our hearts and our mouths should be full of praise to God.
我们的心，我们的口都应该充满了赞美。
Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name."
希伯来书十三章十五节告诉我们说，我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
And then our supplication or our petitions before God.
然后我们的代求，我们在神面前为人的代求。
Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God."
腓立比书四章六节里面告诉我们，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
One author wrote, "When a person prays without thanksgiving, he has clipped the wings of prayer so that it cannot rise."
有一位作者曾经写过，当一个不存着感谢的心的人来祷告时候，他就像是把祷告的翅膀给剪掉了一样，飞不起来。
And then fourthly, our sacrifice.
那下面是关于我们的服事。
Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:12, he said, "I thank God, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength and has considered me faithful, appointing me to his service."
保罗在提摩太前书里面一章十二节曾经说过，我感谢那给我力量的，我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他。
You know, God has called us to work in his service in some capacity.
神呼召我们每一个人在神面前在事工上有份。
Whether it be in evangelism where each one should reach one.
或许在传福音的工厂上，或者每一个人要带另外一个人信主。
Or whether it be in the service at church where every minister should serve in the ministry.
或是在教会的服事上，每一位会员都应该在服事上有份。
There's a slogan that used in our with our military veterans. The slogan is, "All gave some, some gave all."
在美国的军队中，经常会听到一个口号，有所有的人都要奉献自己，但是有一些人是奉献他们的全部。
At Chrysler, the world headquarters where I work, we have a very active veterans committee.
在我工作的场合，我是在 Chrysler 上班，我们那边有一个很活跃的一个退伍军人的一个机构。
We're involved with many activities that involve ministering to our veterans who have come upon hard times.
我们经常会在为这些退伍军人服务上面，我们都会做一些事情。
We are also involved twice a year. We'll get together at Memorial Day, and also at Veterans Day, and we will have a program or a ceremony at the World Headquarters.
每年有两次，我们会为了纪念这些退伍军人会有一个纪念会。
I'm springing this on him, so he's. I'm making it hard on our brother. But here's a coin that we have. It says, "United States Veterans." It says, "You are not forgotten."
我这里有一个银币这个金币还是银币，铜币里面是说这是为了纪念我们退伍军人的。
And it says, "In memory of our fallen heroes."
是特别纪念那个生命牺牲了的那些退伍军人。
All gave some, some gave all.
每一个人都要奉献自己，但是有一些人是奉献了他们的全部。
And when it comes to we as Christians should give some because Jesus Christ gave all.
我们每一个人在教会里面应该都要学习给予，因为耶稣是给了我们他的所有的。
I'll pass this around so you can take a look at it. It's a beautiful coin.
我让这个铜板给大家看一下，很漂亮的铜板。
And then E will look at our surrender.
我们下面来看看我们的降服。
Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
以弗所书五章二十节里面说，凡事要奉我们的主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
And the theme of our message was that we as Christians, we should give thanks always and in every circumstance.
今天我们想要跟各位分享的信息是，神要我们降服在他的旨意下。
God wants us to surrender our wills to Him.
他要我在我们生命里面所有的一切都降服于他。
He wants us to trust him in all matters that relate to our lives. It sounds easy, but it's very difficult.
听起来好像是很容易，但是其实是很困难。
This verse answers the question as to when we should trust in God.
这个经节回答了我们关于信靠神的这个问题。
What's the answer?
什么是这个问题的答案呢？
Always, we always should trust in God.
我们应该在任何事上来感谢神。
For what should we thank God?
我们要为什么事情来感谢神呢？
We should thank God for what? For all things that come into our lives.
我们应当借着主耶稣基督的名和他的权柄向神祷告和谢恩。
And to whom should we be thankful?
我们应该向谁谢恩呢？
We are to pray and be thankful to God through the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要借着主耶稣基督，他的名和他的权柄，向神谢恩。
Now I'm going to tell you a story about a young lady who wrote from college to her parents.
现在我要告诉各位一个关于年轻的女孩子从大学里面跟她母亲所写的一封信。
She said, "Dear Mom, sorry I haven't written sooner."
她的信是这样开始，如此写。他说，亲爱的母亲，对不起，我没有早一点写信给你。
My arm has been broken.
我手是真的坏了。
I broke my arm and my leg when I jumped from the second floor from the dormitory.
在我们的宿舍里面失火的时候，我从二楼跳下去的时候，把我的手跟左脚给跌断了。
When we had the fire.
当我们有宿舍里面起火的时候。
We were lucky. A young service station attendant saw the blaze and he called the fire department.
有一位在加油站的年轻小伙子看到我的宿舍起火，就打电话通知救火队。
They were there in just a few minutes, and I was in a hospital for a few days.
救火车几分钟之后就赶到了，但是呢，我倒在医院里面待了好几天。
Paul, the service station attendant, came to see me every day.
这位在加油站工作的这位保罗天天来看我。
And because it was taking so long to get our dormitory livable again, I moved in with him.
但是因为我们的宿舍要修要很久，所以我就搬进去跟他住了。
He has been so nice.
他实在是很好。
But I must admit that I'm pregnant.
但我现在只好告诉你，我已经怀孕了。
And Paul and I plan to get married just as soon as he gets divorced.
现在我们在等他离婚，之后我就要跟他结婚了。
I hope things are fine at home. I'm doing fine.
我希望家里一切都好，我自己很好。
And I'll write to you some more when I get the chance. Love your daughter, Susie.
有机会的时候我会再多写一点，爱你的女儿 Susie.
P.S. None of the above is true.
最后这个注解，我上面所写的都不是真的。
But I did get a C in sociology and I flunked chemistry.
但是我得要告诉你，我社会学的学科考了个 C， 化学学科被当了。
I just wanted you to receive this news in the proper perspective.
我只是 我只希望你收到这个消息的时候会有对这个消息有合适的看法。
Kids, don't you just want to strangle them like this? I tell you.
那些你们小孩子上大学的人，有的时候你就想着说要掐他的脖子。
See, to be thankful in all circumstances, we need the proper perspective of our circumstances and our God.
要在所有的事上感恩，我们要对神和所有我们遭遇的事情都要有正确的看法。
Only then will we be able to give thanks to God always.
只有如此，我们才能在凡事上谢恩。
We must understand that the circumstances in life always comes through the hand of our Heavenly Father.
我们需要知道，在凡事上，我们生命里所遭遇的一切，都是在爱我们神里手里所掌管的。
And our Heavenly Father always knows what's best for us, for our growth and for our maturity and for His glory that should come from our lives.
掌管万物的神只会让对我们是最好的事情发生在我们身上。
Have you ever lost a loved one?
你是不是曾经失去你所喜爱的人吗？
Have you ever lost a job?
你曾经失过失去你的工作吗？
Has anyone ever told you you don't qualify for this position?
有没有人告诉你过你不够资格做这个工作？
Anyone ever lied to you?
有没有人曾经骗过你？
Have your children ever made decisions that have broke your heart?
你的小孩子有没有曾经做过错误的决定，让你心碎吗？
Have you ever had a life-threatening issue, health issue?
你曾有让你面对生命危险健康情况吗？
Have you ever been without a job?
你曾经失业过吗？
Have you ever been depressed?
你曾经沮丧过吗？
I can say yes to all of these.
对这些问题，我自己都遭遇到过。
I have more issues, but I'm going to save those for another sermon.
我还有很多其他的问题，现在不要告诉你，下次我有机会再跟你们讲。
How do we deal with life when it closes in on us?
我们如何来面对生命中的这许许多多的问题呢？
We must look at our circumstances and the difficulties we face from a proper perspective.
我们需要在凡事上所面对的问题有正确的看法。
We must believe with all of our heart that God loves us and rest in the fact that God's plan for our lives is much better than our plans for our lives and for those that we love.
我们一定要从心底里面相信神是爱我们的，他的计划不是我们的计划，而不是我们的计划是对我们和我们所喜爱的人乃是最好的。
Let me repeat that.
让我继续再说一次。
We must believe with all of our heart that God loves us.And we must rest in the fact that God's plan and not ours is the best for our life and for the lives of those that we love.
我们一定要从心底里面相信神，他是爱我们的，他的计划而不是我们的计划，是对我们和我们所喜爱的人乃是最好的。
We need this time of Thanksgiving to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I submit myself to you. I surrender my life to you. Lord, you take my life because I know what you will do in my life is the very best for me.
我们需要到主的台前来跟他说，主，我愿意顺服，把我所有的喜好在你台前献上，相信你会来供应我，帮助我。
And then the cultivation of Thanksgiving.
然后我们要下面来讨论我们怎么样能够培养一个感恩的心。
We need to look back.
我们需要能够回顾。
Paul says in Ephesians 2:12, remember that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship of Israel and foreigners to the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world.
以弗所书二章十二节里面如此说，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外。在所应许的租约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Maybe we need to take time to reflect back at our lives before we came to know Jesus Christ as our Savior.
或许我们需要花一点时间来回想一下我们在还没有认识基督为我们的救主之前的生命。
What would our lives be like without the grace of God?
没有神恩典的生命会是怎么样的生命？
What would our lives be like without the wisdom and the discretion that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing His Word?
如果我们没有因为从认识耶稣为救主和他话语所得的智慧和判断，我们的生命会如何？
And what would your life be like right now without knowing God?
如果没有神，现在我们的生命会是如何？
I'm so thankful today for what God has done for me.
我今天对神为我所做的一切而感恩。
First of all, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for His wonderful salvation.
第一，我为神给我奇妙的救恩而感恩。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Secondly, I thank the Lord for my wonderful wife and family.
第二，我为我的妻子和家人向神感恩。
She might find out about that, so I always put her right after the Lord.
因为她有的时候会听到我的讲章、讲道，所以我一定先把她放在神之后的第二位。
For some reason, everything comes back to the wife. I don't know how it happens, but it does.
为了某些原因，最后我们都要面对我们的妻子。
You believe that too, don't you? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, good. Third, I thank the Lord for the life He's given me to live.
第三，我今天能有气息而存活来感恩。
We can all stand before each other today and thank God for all the marvelous blessings He has brought into our lives.
今天我们在此地能够为他给我们所有的祝福而感恩。
But as we look back, let us be thankful for the fact that God has made us who we are.
但是当我们回顾我们的过去的时候，我们可以为我们现在的，我们也可以向神感恩。
So we want to look back. Now we want to look around.
我们需要有时间回顾，但是现在我们要能够看看我们的四维。
James says in 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
雅各书一章十七节里面，保罗提醒我们，各样美善的恩赐，和各样全备的赏赐，都是从天上，从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Henry Frost served for many years as a missionary to China. In his journal, he wrote of a very difficult time in his life.
亨利·弗拉斯是在中国多年的宣教士，在他的日记里面，他曾经写到一段关于他在中国，碰到很困难的时期。
He says, "I have received sad news from home. Deep shadows."Had covered my soul, and I prayed, but darkness did not vanish.
他如此说，我从家里收到一个令我很伤心的消息，我灵魂里有一个很深的阴影笼罩着我。我祷告主，但是黑暗没有消失。
I summoned myself to endure, but the darkness only deepened.
我用尽自己所能的来忍受，但是黑暗却越来越深。
Then I went to a inland mission station, and I saw on the wall of the mission home these words, "Try Thanksgiving."
然后我去了内陆我们差会的办公室里面，他墙上挂着这句话，他说用感恩来试试看。
He said, "I did, and every shadow was gone, and was never to return."
他说我就照着去做了，一下子我的阴影全部消失了。
Yes, the psalmist is right. It is good.To give thanks to the Lord.
确实，诗人说得很好，感恩是好的。
Have you been going through some difficult times?
你最近曾经经历过很困难的时期吗？
Have you prayed to God and those difficult times are still there?
但是你曾经祷告，但是困难还是继续存在吗？
Have you told yourself, "Well, I'm just going to keep on going, but then maybe these difficult times will disappear, but still they've gotten even deeper?"
你是否曾经告诉过自己，说只要我继续坚持下去，总有一天困难会过去的？
What should you do? Try Thanksgiving.
但是你的沮丧却越来越深，为什么不试着用谢恩到主面前来呢？
Then we need to look ahead.
我们要向前看。
It says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
哥林多前书十五章五十七节如此说：感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
We as children of God are victorious through Jesus Christ in this life.
我们这些神的子民，我们可以借着基督在生命里得胜。
The Scriptures say, "Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world."
圣经上告诉我们说，那在你们里面的比那在世界上的还大。
And as Christians, we're also victorious in the life to come.
我们这些神的子民，要借着基督，将来也要得胜。
Remember Jesus in John chapter 14 as he comforted his disciples?
记不记得约翰耶稣在约翰福音里面十四章里面所告诉我们的
He said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
他对门徒说你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Time and time as I have pastored in Australia and Michigan and Ohio and Florida, I've sought to comfort people in their most difficult time of life and losing a loved one with that precious passage of Scripture.
过去我在澳洲在美国的各个不同的地方在牧会的时候我都会碰到会友们他们所遭遇的困难
And then we need to look up.
我们需要向上看
John 1:29 says The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
在约翰福音一章二十九节里面如此说次日约翰看到耶稣来到他那里就说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
Finally, let's lift our eyes and look at the center cross on Calvary's hill.
最后让我们举目看在加略山上的十字架
Let's gaze upon the crucified Lamb of God where our hearts will be full of gratitude and our eyes be filled with tears.
当我们看见被钉在十字架上神的羔羊我们的心里就充满了感激眼里充满了泪水
I thank my Heavenly Father for giving His one and only Son as a sacrificial lamb on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of my sins.
我为了天父把他的独生子赐给我们，为了我们的罪，在加略山上的十字架上做了我们罪的代罪的羔羊，使我们的罪得赦免，而感谢我们的天父。
And I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving His life for me.
我为了救主耶稣愿意为我舍命而感恩。
How about you today?
你今天如何呢？
Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
你曾借着基督接受神救赎的礼物吗？
May this Thanksgiving time be a season for us to reflect on the goodness and provision of God in our lives.
希望我们在这个感恩的时节，让我们能够回顾神的慈爱和他在生命里给我们供应的时候。
However, we need to endeavor to cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving.To God by looking up in the face of the one who gave himself on the cross of Calvary for our sins as well as for the sins of the whole world.
但是让我们努力的借着向上看那除去我们和全世界罪的他的脸面来培养我们感恩的态度。
In conclusion,
我们最后的结论。
10 years ago, Debbie insisted that I go with her on a vacation to Cancun.
十年前，我的太太Debbie 坚持要我跟她一起去墨西哥的一个地方叫 Cancun 去度假。
She said, "I'm going to go whether you go or not." So I decided I better go.
她说我不管你去不去，我是去定了所以我决定我最好是去。
We stayed at the Blue Bay Hotel.
我们住在一个蓝湾的旅馆。
This resort had kind of a rocky shore rather than a beautiful white sand beach.
这个度假的圣地是一个充满岩石而不是充满白色的这个沙滩。
They had some windsail two-seat crafts that you could go out into the bay and sail.
他们有一些有两个人座位的小帆船让我们能够在海湾里行驶。
So I walked out on the dock and I got into the craft.
我走上了码头就坐上了这只小船。
I asked Debbie to go ahead, get into the craft with me.
我请 Debbie, 我太太跟我一起上船。
She said thanks, but no thanks.
她说谢了吧。
She says, I want to live. I don't want to die in the waters of the Caribbean with you.
她说她还想要活，不想在加勒比海的水里面给淹死了。
So I got some instructions how to navigate this craft from one of the hotel attendants.
这旅馆的这个服务生教我怎么样驾驶这只船。
Feeling very brave, then I ventured out into the bay of the Caribbean.
我鼓起勇气就把船开进加勒比海的海湾里。
And what I discovered was really amazing because, you know, you could navigate this little craft by just moving the sail back and forth.
让我很惊异的是我发现到我可以借着调整这个帆来帮助我驾驶这只船。
In fact, you could just sail straight into the wind if you knew how to adjust the sail just right.
如果你可以把这个帆的方向能够调得很好的话，你可以顺着风向就直接往前行。
My big problem was docking.
我驾驶的最大的问题，是要怎么样把船驾回这个船屋。
Every time I came in from the bay, you're supposed to kind of glide along right next to the dock.
你从海湾回来的时候，应该是沿着船屋驾回来，在船屋的旁边能够驾回来。
But every time I came in, I crashed into the dock every time.
但是每次我一回来的时候，直接是撞上了那码头。
However, one time I was out on the water and as I was sailing, it reminded me of a song by Ricky Skaggs. He was a Christian musician a few years back.
但是当我在水上的时候，我就记起一位基督徒音乐家 Ricky Skaggs， 他说，几年前所写的一首歌。
He wrote this song at a point in his life where he almost lost his oldest son, and because of this episode in his life, his son put his faith in the Lord.
他写这首歌的时候是正好当他几乎要失去他的儿子，而因这个事情他儿子信了主的时候。
One of the lines of the song went like this: "You can't control the wind, but you can adjust the sail."
这首歌其中的一个歌词，有一段是这样说的：你不能控制风，但是你可以调整你的帆。
The application to this is: we are going to face the fierce adversity of the fierce winds of adversity in our lives.
我们要应用这一件事情在我们生活里面。那就是在生活里面我们要会面对很多的逆风。
And there's going to come times that you and I are going to have to steer straight into these fierce winds of adversity, straight into them.
很多的时候我们会需要直接的把我们的生命的船驶入很困难的暴风圈中。
And the secret to navigating the waters in our lives is how do we adjust the sails?
要安全的能够在这水上驾驶的这个秘诀就是怎么样调整你的帆。
And if we're not careful, these winds of adversity will actually capsize our craft.
如果你不小心，逆风就会让你的船翻了。
So we need to keep our eyes on our Savior. We also need to keep the sail of faith rested firmly in the Word of God so that we can know how to navigate these storms of life.
所以我们需要能够定睛仰望我们的救主，我们信心的帆要定位在神的话语上，才能使我们在生命里遇到狂暴的海水中安全行驶。
And this year, when we bow our heads in a time of thanksgiving, let's look at the glass as being half full rather than half empty.
当我们在这个感恩季节的时候，我们一起低头感谢的时候，让我们看我们的杯子是一半的满，而不是一半空的。
Because as Christians, we have so much for which to be thankful.
因为我们基督徒是有很多事情我们可以学着感恩的。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the gifts of life, Father, that you give to us.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你今天你赐给我们生命的这个礼物。
Help us, Lord, as your children, to look up to you as our Father and say thank you for the blessings and the good things you bring into our lives.
我们做你儿女的。我们学习在你面前为你所给我们所有的祝福，跟我们所有的预备，我们的学习感恩。
Help us to be thankful for the people that you bring into our lives that show us your love and care.
帮助我们学习看到我们旁边的弟兄姐妹，你所为我们预备的，我们来向你感恩。
Thankful for our church family that while we may not have family in this area, we certainly have brothers and sisters in Christ.That care about us.
我们当中有很多人，我们的亲戚不一定在我们当中但是我们谢谢你，让有弟兄姐妹在教会里，你为我们所预备的，我们来感恩。
And Lord, if there's someone here today who doesn't know you as their personal Savior, Lord, we ask you, Lord, that they might, Lord, look to you and say, Lord, please come into my life. Lord, give me salvation because it's the greatest gift that was ever given to humanity.
主在这个时候如果我们当中还有一些人不认识你的，主我们就求主你来帮助他们愿意向你说 主今天就请你进入我的心里。
And we, Lord, as your children, as your church, offer these, Lord, these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
我们在此就奉着我们主耶稣基督这个的圣名我们来求。
And Lord, we ask this and we say, Lord, all together, Amen.
我们一起我们说主耶稣，谢谢你，阿门。